Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. How old do you need to be to cook dinner? I was intrigued last month when I saw an article by Leslie Kaufman in the New York Times chronicling her adventures getting her two sons, age 14 and 10, to cook dinner once a week. My first reaction was, what a great idea. Then I got to wondering, who else does this? Is it a good idea? Parents, students, teachers, I know you're off this week listening to the radio. Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Here's your chance to weigh in. Do you cook? What should kids know to cook? Is it even right to ask your kids to cook? I would like to know. I'd like you to share your favorite recipes at 212-433-9692 and let me know how it works, how it works out. Grace from Brooklyn. Hi. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. Thank you. I just wanted to say I think it's great for kids to learn how to cook. I think they can learn to cook at any age, and you can, you know, depending on the age of the child, you can do different things and different activities that can get them interested. I'm actually part of a website called Blog for Family Dinner. It's blogforfamilydinner.org, and all month we're doing something called Kids Month, and we've been promoting how to get kids involved in family meals, how to get them involved in the kitchen. And this week we had three posts on, you know, tips and ideas and videos for getting kids involved in cooking classes. So, I heard about this show, so I wanted to mention that.
Grace, what do you do when your kid doesn't like to eat anything?
Well, I really think that part of the problem is that if you have a picky child and you're always catering to the few things that he or she will eat, you just reinforce the problem. Whereas if you don't really have a lot of discussion about the food, but you just offer different foods and you cook for the whole family, you serve family meals, eventually I think that the child turns a leaf and will try new things. Other experts recommend getting kids involved in cooking. Once they're really cooking food, they have a tactile experience with the food, they're more interested in trying different foods. So,
all right, Grace, hang out with us for a moment. Don't go away. I'm going to take some other calls, though. 212-433-WNYC is the phone number here, 212-433-9692. We're talking about getting your kids to cook. Elizabeth from Washington Heights. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call. Both my kids cook. They're in college now. You know, the big argument that I had with my son when he went off to school was, no, honey, you can't take my good pot to make chili. We'll buy you something else so that you can cook when you're up there.
But how old was your son when he started cooking?
Well, he was probably 4 when he first...
Oh, I think that, Elizabeth, we lost you, so... let me try again to get you back. Hi, Elizabeth. You back with us?
Yes.
Hi. Sorry. Okay, you were saying your son was 4.
Yeah, he was 4. Molly Katzen has this wonderful book, children's cookbook, that has the instructions mostly in pictures, not in words. So they started cooking, but sometimes they would cook with me or my husband, but they started cooking also from that book with my son, usually instructing my daughter, because he was really pleased with the fact that he could, quote-unquote, read the instructions because they were mostly in pictures.
All right. Thank you for your call, Elizabeth. Now, I'd like to hear from some parents whose kids do not have a natural inclination to cook, because I know that my children would maybe cook an egg if pressed or make some toast. But, you know, I've never had one of them cook a whole meal for themselves, let alone me. So I'd like to hear from parents about motivating non-cooking children. But I'd like to hear now from a 14-year-old. Hi, Max. You're on WNYC. Max, you there? All right. Well, we seem to have lost Max, but Max, try us again. We'd like to talk to you, 14-year-old who cooks. And let's go now to Marissa and Katera. Marissa and Katera, hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi.
How are you both?
Good, thank you.
All right, which one of you is the mother? Which one of you is the daughter?
I'm Marissa. I'm the mom.
I'm Katera. I'm the daughter.
All right. Katera, how old are you?
I'm 16.
And what do you like to cook?
Pretty much everything. I cook. I actually cook a lot. I cook at least once a week for the
now
family.
You do.
Yeah. Now I do. Yeah, I mean, mainly I make macaroni and sauce because we're Italian, and that's basically what I grew up on. That's the first thing I learned how to cook. But this past Christmas, instead of giving my friends gifts, I made about 500 sugar cookies, and I gave those out in, like, packs of five. So that was...
Now, Marissa, how did you... You see, now I cook, and I cook all the time. I love to cook. And so far I have not, and I can remember... cooking and baking, you know, in junior high school. But I have not managed to convey this enthusiasm to my children. Marissa, I'm wondering how you did it.
Well, I always had Katira with me cooking from the time she was really little. She would help me measure. She would help me stir. She would be with me when I would cut things up. Well, she was too little to use a knife. But, you know, and I would always talk to her about what I was doing. I'm a speech pathologist. So everything I do, I kind of have like a little dialogue going on with her. And that was one thing she really enjoyed was cooking. She liked getting her hands dirty and, you know, making cookies and stuff like that. So it was something that we shared together, I guess, you know, as a mother-daughter thing, as activities that she enjoyed. I don't know if there was... She didn't have a natural inclination if she would really have loved it.
All right.
She doesn't like clean.
Thank you both for talking. Your kitchen sounds delicious. I want to quickly go back to Grace, who runs the blog for familydinner.org, and ask you, Grace, what do you do if your kids don't show an inclination to cook? How do you get them interested?
Well, I think, you know, what Marissa said is true. Sometimes younger kids are really excited about it, but tweens and teens, you know, maybe it might be hard to motivate them. So you have to start, like, with small steps. I have a tween and a teenager in my house, too. So, and the one actually loves to cook and is always open to learning new things. The other really isn't. So what we've tried to do in our house is small steps, like showing how to cook one side dish, showing how to cook eggs, and then gradually I'm hoping to step up to full meals with
them. Right. I'll let you know
so
how that works
up,
out.
You know, keep trying.
All right. Max, I think you're back with us. Max, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Max. You're in high school?
Yes. I'm actually not in high school yet. I'm just finishing up middle school.
And you like to cook?
Yes.
What do you like to cook?
Well, usually whenever we get hungry, my mom has taught us how easy it is just to make pasta, you know, just throw it in there. And my brother, whenever...
Yep. Max, we lost you. I don't know. Try one more time. I don't know if we'll have time to bring you back up, but I would like to know your recipes. So if we don't get you back, please let me know what the recipes are, and you can come on to the Facebook page or under the show page at Brian Lehrer at WNYC.org. Let's go very quickly to James from Old Bridge, New Jersey. Hi, James. We've got about 30 seconds.
How you doing? My son's been helping me cook since he was 6 years old.
What is his favorite recipe?
His favorite recipe, well, he's got two, actually. His breakfast, he has pastina. It's an Italian small star-shaped pasta that he makes with milk, butter, and egg. And he has that for breakfast. It's really loaded carb. And then his favorite is London broil for dinner. He likes to broil a London
broil.
Wow,
your 11-year-old cooks steak, and you trust him with it.
And I do trust him, and he puts Montreal seasoning on it. He likes it a little spicy.
All right. Thank you so much, James. Thank you to Grace for calling in. It was great to hear from you. Blogforfamilydinner.org is her blog. Thank you so much to everybody who called. We have a full board of callers here, so please do go to the Brian Lehrer page at WNYC.org. Tell us your favorite recipes, how you motivate your kids to cook. Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. Thanks to everybody who called, and I'll be back tomorrow.